Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wait, is that where 10-4 Rubber Ducky comes from?
10-4 Rubber Ducky?
I say 10-4 Rubber Ducky all the time. I had no idea.
I don't think it started with this song, but it came from truckers.
Huh. Anyway, it's also Convoy Day.
Because and it came from Bert and Ernie.
Dark of the Moon on the 6th of June.
I did not know that that song referenced the 6th of June.
The Kenworth Holland Logs.
How is that again?
Who sang something McCall?
C.W. McCall.
C.W. McCall, that's right.
Yeah, the text line is so good for just random useless trivia. I'm here for it. Thank you, text line, for being a beacon of knowledge.
From the We Can't Find These Convicts Who Have Escaped file, authorities announcing that they are investigating another social media post, the second in a week, showing a man who identifies himself as Antoine Massey, a fugitive still on the lam, after escaping 3 weeks ago, I believe 3 weeks ago today, from a New Orleans jail. The latest Instagram post, which appears to have been published on Wednesday, shows a man standing in front of a blue car who says he is Antoine Massey and has the same distinctive facial tattoos. Massey faces kidnapping and rape charges. Authorities are not sure when or where the photo reportedly showing Massey was taken, but they are, quote, treating the post as if it's real. The official spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the official was not authorized to publicly discuss the May 16th break, where 10 inmates went on the run. 8 of them have been captured. 2 remain on the loose.
If your goal is to try to convince people that you're not a sociopath, playing You Can't Catch Me with the cops on Instagram is certainly not going to get that done for you.
Now, I can understand the video that he posted earlier this week. I think it came out on Monday or Tuesday, where it was actually addressed to the President of the United States. And he says that he didn't break out, he was let out.
Right, and then he ran, because people who are let out.
But all 10 of them ran, so that doesn't seem to make a lot of
sense. Wait, how many have they caught?
8.
So 8 down, 2 to go?
That's good math.
2 remain, 1 is still just on the lam, the way that on the lam typically goes. And then this guy is like, hey, I'm over here. No, I'm over here.
So with the video that he posted telling Trump, President Trump, that he didn't break out, he was let out. That one I could almost understand, because he professed his innocence and all that stuff. Now he's just toying with people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now he's just saying, catch me if you can.
Yeah, now it's mocking. It's mocking. And I'm sorry, what did you say about officials? They spoke on a condition of what?
Anonymity.
Speaking on condition of anonymity tells the Associated Press.
Anonymity.
Thank you. Okay, never mind.
Or Rebecca.
We love you, Rebecca. We miss you.
An anomaly.
And we love you. I don't know. I don't know if these guys are going to get caught. The devil in the Ozarks is still out there.
Got an update on that right now.
Oh, wait, what's this? Who's the devil in the Ozarks?
So the devil in the Ozarks...
I gotta pay attention more to escaped prisoners.
...is a former police chief who is in prison for murder and rape.
Yes.
And he did not rape the person he murdered. These were two separate crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And he...
A former police chief, right?
That is correct.
In a really small town.
Gateway, Arkansas.
Okay. Yep.
And his name is Grant Hardin. And I don't even need to look down at the script. I already know the whole story. So he... somehow got dressed up as a prison guard. It was a makeshift, homemade prison guard uniform.
He made it? It was it was...
Somehow, yeah.
Okay.
Somehow he acquired enough black fabric inside the prison to sew his own black pants, his own black shirt, and what appeared to be an armored vest, obviously lacking the armor, I would hope, that had a patch on the back that read security and a ball cap and black shoes. I mean, he had the full getup. He looked exactly like a security guard would be dressed and just walked right on out of the prison.
A survivalist is issuing a warning for hikers and outdoors people in the Ozarks of Arkansas. Steer clear. Sean Hendricks's warning comes amid an ongoing search for prison escapee and former Gateway Police Chief Grant Hardin, who is 56, fled a medium security prison in Calico Rock on Sunday, May 25th. Nicknamed the Devil in the Ozarks, Hardin was serving decades in prison for murder and rape. Says Hendricks, "I think that the big thing that gets him caught or dead in the field is getting injured or a foodborne illness. Maybe he drinks some bad water. Now, if he gets dysentery or some kind of really bad foodborne or waterborne illness, that could take him out real quick." I'm quoting here from this survivalist. "So let's hope that he drinks some bad water."
Whoa.
"And has some really terrible disease that gets him out of the woods, because my biggest concern is that if you're a hiker or a camper or a hunter out here, you're not going to see it coming."
If you are a police chief in a town like Gateway, Arkansas, something tells me that you are not, you didn't shy away from the camping lifestyle, the survivalist lifestyle.
Now, from the text line, he was a police chief for less than 4 months before he got fired. I can neither confirm nor deny. I'm just reading out the text line. But yeah, that would be a bad day. You're minding your own business in the Ozarks on some trail, and then suddenly you're attacked by a maniac prison escapee.
Well, this survivalist has a good point. If you're, especially if you're a hunter, but if you're any of those things, he's a big guy. He's 6 feet tall and weighs 259 pounds. But if you're a hunter or a hiker or whatever, everything on your person is something he could use that he needs.
But if he goes around killing people on trails, he's literally leaving a blood trail.
Yeah, but they're in the woods.
I don't even think he's in the Ozarks.
I don't think he is either. I think he's long gone.
Long gone.
I would be.
It was kind of like that, the gal who smuggled out her boyfriend. Remember?
Toby Dorr.
No. I'm sorry. The one, yes, there's that one. But the other one who. Yes, her. Up in Wisconsin?
No, it wasn't Wisconsin. She was a jail warden. Not a warden, but an employee. And she falsely was taking him to a court hearing. And they
absconded.
Vicky and Casey White?
Yes, that's it.
And they absconded. Well,
both of them had the last name of White.
Yeah, not related. I mean, other than the fact that she broke him out.
Yeah,
but it was 2022.
Yeah.
Everybody thought that they, you know, were like 9 states away because they had a good, like a half a day, you know, before anybody mm-hmm, caught them. Mm-hmm. And they were like one town over. Come on, kids. If you're going to.
If you're gonna break out, do it right.
And then run.
Don't insult us.
It was Alabama, by the way.
Alabama,
that's
right.
That's what I said, Alabama.
Right. Yeah. Right next to Wisconsin.
Yeah, it sounds exactly the same.
I'm Jana Geography.
913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday. The airing of the grievances coming your way right after 5 o'clock. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.